One of the things different about Haro-Paro, instead of a boiling pot of oil, they bring a pot of broth. And you make little check marks on the menu, just as you might in a sushi restaurant, except you're assembling the components of your meal. So you start out with choosing the type of broth that you would like. You can have either a beef broth or you can have a vegetarian broth. And then you choose the spicing that you want. You can have it mild, you can have it medium, or you can have it what they call numb. So I didn't get numb.
I wanted to have feeling in my face.
Yeah, you know, you got soup dribbling down your chin. It just all gets really bad. And I recommend you don't get numb, and I'll tell you why in a minute. And then you choose meats that you want, typical things like beef or chicken or pork. Then you'll also find a tripe. I believe they had duck feet on there.
Wow.
Yeah. So different things.
Yeah.
And then you go on to the vegetables. Then the type of noodles that you would like. And the tables, they've put in this little inset well, and that's the hot pot. But it's not really hot because it's an induction burner, and induction needs metal to transfer heat. So if you're worried about being there at the table and your child presses a little button and turns it up all the way up and puts his hand on it, he's not going to get burned. Now,
that's good.
Some people have gotten burned because they want to test this out, and they have a wedding ring on their hand, so they put their hand, and suddenly...
And that's
you got
metal,
and you're transferring the heat. So just something you need to be concerned about.
Ouch.
So the server brings out the pot, turns it up, gets it simmering, and then brings out the raw meats. So then you lift everything in as you want, one by one, or you can just dump the whole thing in and let it simmer. There's a little cheat sheet on the table. But then, now this is why you don't want to get the hot broth to begin with. There are 19 condiments.
Wow.
On a tray next to the table. They even make their own sriracha sauce, you know, the really hot sauce. So if you really want a hot broth, then you can just put in some of that. Peanut sauce, hoisin sauce, really too many things when you really think about it. Which isn't bad. I mean, it's part of the fun. That's the thing. This is kind of fun. And it's one of the things that made it so nice is my server was just terrific, able to explain the whole process. The owner came by, and she was also charming and gracious. And that really goes a long way to make you feel welcome in a restaurant.
So what's next?
Well, next is a new place in town that doesn't sound all that innovative, Taqueria del Sol. It's southwestern, although when I stopped in, the Blue Plate special was southern fried chicken.
Really?
Yeah. So this is a place that's going to try to break some of the rules with fast casual. Now, you know what fast casual is?
Explain that to me.
Fast casual is a type of restaurant where you order at the counter and then you take a seat and someone brings you the food. So it's a combination of fast food and full service. Half service, I guess.
Okay.
And one of the things that's different about Taqueria del Sol is that I can't remember a fast casual restaurant that has a full bar. And one of the things is the chef and the owner have been nominated for James Beard Awards for this concept. I liked it. I thought the food was very good.
So what did you get?
Fish tacos breaded in panko breadcrumbs. And I tried the chilies, which were good. There's not a Texas type of chili. You've got a green chili and a white chili. They're trying to be more innovative in the menu than just doing a typical Southwestern or even Mexican.
So was the chili numb spicy?
The chili was not numb spicy. I would have liked to have had some condiments next to my table that I could have added some, I think. But maybe we can combine those two concepts.
No, that's
innovation. That would be innovation.
Yes. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you, Nicole.